Valentine's Day is around the corner. How many times have you gotten your partner flowers and chocolates? It's getting old. This Valentine's Day, spice things up with Like a Kitten's Couples Box. The Valentine Couples Box is a one-stop shop for all your sexy Valentine's Day essentials. Don't waste hours researching lubes, vibrators, and accessories. Just grab a Valentine Couples Box, and you will be all set for a spectacular night. The box has ingredients to heighten all your senses. You can paint each other with edible chocolate CBD body paint and have each other for dessert. If you or your partner is a fan of nipple play, you can make each other's night with a fun feather tickler or sex kitten nipple bells. Right now, Like a Kitten is offering our listeners 20% off and free shipping when you go to likeakitten.com/erotic or enter code erotic at checkout. Surprise your partner with an amazing Valentine couples box. Just go to likeakitten.com/erotic or use code erotic to get 20% off. likeakitten.com/erotic. The link is in the episode's description. Damien thought he was a confident man who couldn't be pushed around by anyone in his life. That was, of course, until he met Mina. It was late at night and he was returning from a night out at a local pub when he first laid eyes on her. She looked like no woman he had ever flirted with before, though he was certainly a handsome man in his early 30s and could flirt his way into most women's pants. This gorgeous creature was in a category of her own. Her skin was pale as snow, hair long and smooth, the color of ambers, eyes bright and dark, the intense stare of a predator focusing on him, making Damien feel his knees wobble as he attempted to walk. "Come here, handsome. I want to get to know you better," she cooed, and though he only knew how gorgeous she was and little more, he followed her into a stunning, yet completely empty bar across the street. He was hypnotized by her gorgeous hourglass figure, the way she swayed her hips from side to side as she stepped towards the bar. There was something supernaturally enticing about her, he thought dreamily, not yet understanding how true that feeling was. "I'm going to make you mine tonight," she whispered, pressing him fiercely against the bar, her sensual, curvaceous body rolling over his own, making Damien groan with pleasure. She was the most exotic creature he had ever laid eyes on. And as their lips met for the first time, he felt a tingling sensation spreading all across his body. "I don't even know your name," he grunted against her full lips, flushing all over, quivering for her incredible touch. He couldn't understand how such caresses, no matter how sensual and enticing they might be, could make him lose his mind that way. She was incredible. And every time she as much as rolled her fingers over his skin, or even over his shirt, Damien felt hypnotized by her enticing touch. "I'm Mina, and you are Damien," she purred, and the young man opened his eyes as wide as marbles, wondering how she could have known that. She smirked so sensually, rolling her tongue over his lips, before sliding back just enough to allow Damien to get a good look at her mouth. There, behind those full, parted lips, was a long, pointy pair of fangs. You are a vampire," he gaped in shock, yet couldn't bring himself to step away from her gorgeous body. She was so enticing, so curvaceous, so welcoming. And he wanted so much more. "Yes, I am. Don't be scared. I'm only going to have some fun with you tonight," She purred back, grinning as she wrapped her arms firmly around his muscular body, pressing him against her perky, firm breasts. Soon her lips traveled down his long neck, peppering it with sensual little nibbles. He tensed, knowing that the bite was coming. And yet, when he finally felt her fangs piercing his skin, it wasn't a painful or unpleasant experience. Quite the opposite. It was the most exquisite, incredible sensation he had ever felt while being heavily petted by a lover. Her fingers continued to roll up and down his body, caressing him sensually as she sucked off his blood so enticingly. It was as if every fiber of his body was being stimulated, as if she was caressing him from head to toes, even though her hands were focused on removing his shirt and pulling down his pants. He closed his eyes, allowing her to continue suckling at his neck, blood pouring into her eager mouth as she continued to stimulate him in ways no other woman had before. "I'm going to make you mine," she cooed, rolling her tongue over his neck and closing the two small puncture wounds, before jumping on the bar and parting her legs for him. Mina was wearing an incredibly short, tight black dress that left little to the imagination, and oh, when he stared down between her parted legs, he felt weak in the knees. She was wearing nothing down there, and her vagina was so wet, so alluring, the cave of treasures he had been aching for so badly. He was completely and utterly naked by then. Her limber fingers have pushed and tugged at his clothes until nothing remained behind. His cock, erect and throbbing for her touch, demanded attention, and of course, Mina wasn't going to leave him aching. She beckoned him to break the distance between them, barely an inch or two, but enough to leave him trembling with anticipation. And then, as his cock brushed against her soaked pussy, Mina wrapped her long, firm legs around his hips, pulling him into her warm embrace. She was the most gorgeous woman in the world to him at that moment, heart pounding hard in his chest as she guided him into her tight pussy. She was the one in charge. There was no question about it. Thrusting her hips against him, wrapping her legs around his hips, so firmly he could only move when she allowed him to. He grunted hard as his cock kept on being engulfed by her impossibly tight pussy, her soaked, velvety walls clenching around his girth over and over again. "You are such a fun pet. I think I'm going to keep you," she teased sensually, purring every word in that raspy, sensual tone that drove him crazy with desire. Her breasts brushed against his chest so alluringly, and he couldn't help but reach out to grab them. Damien grunted with desire as he felt them under the palm of his hands, pinching her nipples hotly and adoring the way she moaned. Her pussy clenched harder and harder around his cock, massaging him in ways he didn't even think were possible. She moaned out his name enticingly, making Damien feel like he was falling down a rabbit hole he didn't want to escape from. Damien knew in the back of his head that this was going to end up being dangerous for him, but nothing mattered at all. Nothing but her perfect pussy and her perky breasts pressed against his chest. Nothing but how good being fucked hard and rough by this amazing woman, this creature of the night, felt like. "I'm yours," he grunted almost without realizing the words were slipping off his lips, before she kissed him all over again, her tongue rolling over his, dancing a dangerous tango as she kept on using his cock as an incredible toy she couldn't get enough of. She was a vampire, and he was way over his head, not realizing he had been hypnotized by her beauty and her dark powers. And now that she had her new toy wrapped around her little finger, she wasn't going to let him go. Mina kept on bouncing on his thick, erect cock over and over again until he couldn't help it any longer, until his balls tensed, until his erection throbbed hard inside her tight pussy. She felt him coming hard, and he had never enjoyed such a powerful, amazing orgasm before. She felt him coming hard, and he had never enjoyed such a powerful, amazing orgasm before. She continued to ride him even through his orgasm, allowing the peak of that incredible pleasure to grow far more intense than ever before, to last longer as well. He grunted hard, closing his eyes tightly, as she bit into his neck again, sucking his blood once more, taking advantage of his vulnerable state, and enhancing his pleasure in ways he had never thought possible until that night. His whole being was quivering, bolts of pleasure rushing from his cock and his neck onto every other corner of his body. It wasn't until he was weak in the knees, ready to fall back onto his ass, that she finally allowed him to thrust away from her perfect, soaked pussy. Mina wrapped her arms around him, guiding him towards one of the empty seats near the bar. "Don't worry. You'll feel better tomorrow after a good sleep and having something to eat," she purred teasingly, chuckling at how weak and vulnerable he looked right that moment. "My apartment's over the bar. You'll sleep there all through the day, and we'll have some fun tomorrow night once more, my new, cute little pet." Though he felt dizzy, Damien was excited to enjoy another night by Mina's side, giddy to experience such intense, exquisite pleasure all over again.